When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Happy New Year, new you, new narcissist. Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform of over a million people nowadays accumulated across all platforms to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about New Year's and narcissists. Like, wow, surprise, surprise episode title. But seriously, y'all, don't fall for the New Year, New Me Hoover with a narcissistic person. If they were toxic in 2021, they're going to be toxic in 2020 part two, 2022. They just are. People don't change overnight. The only difference between December 31st at 11:59 p.m. and January 1st at 12 a.m. is that 1 minute. It's a couple of seconds, actually. That 1 second that changes the clock. That narcissistic person in your life has not changed, and they will not change. But typically, at the end of the night, on December 31st, or today, January 1st, they'll reach out to you in some way, shape, or form. They just will. Thank you. Hope you have a great new year. Blanket apology. Sorry for everything. Sorry for everything we went through together, whatever. I just wish you the best. Blah, blah, blah. You know the spiel. A lot of y'all probably got that message. You know what I mean? Don't fall for that, though. You might not have got a kiss on, might not have got a kiss on midnight, but is that necessarily a bad thing that you didn't get kissed by a toxic frog on New Year's Eve? Huh? Is it when the ball dropped? Did your heart drop? So what? Like, literally. And they'll use that time because it's a high emotional time. New year, new me. You setting goals and stuff like that. A narcissist will typically send a message saying what goals they have for the new year. They'll tell you their goals. My goal is to be a better person. I know I treated you terribly. I know I treated you so bad. I know that we both made mistakes. I know we both had some errors and some errors in judgment and some things like that. But, this year I'm going to treat the next person way better than I treated you. I promise you. Shout out Emily Kent, because she sent me one of those messages from her old ex narcissistic weirdo. I ain't gonna say his name. I don't do that on this channel, but Emily Kent in Colorado, your ex is a narcissistic a-hole weirdo. I promise you. Look, new year, new you. But seriously, but that's how it goes, though. That's literally how it goes, though. New Year's, I tell this to people all the time. Time, T-I-M-E, is not an apology. Enough time has not passed by. Just because it's 2022 does not mean anything is going to change with that person. They'll tell you their goals and dreams and their New Year's resolutions. My New Year's resolutions, baby, is to treat the next person way better than I treated you. I treat our relationship as a growing experience. I had to grow up, make some mistakes. I was young and dumb in 2021. I'm going to mature up. I'm going to do the best I can in 2022. Watch what I tell you. And thank you for being there. Thank you so much for releasing me in 2021. I'm going to be the best I can be in 2022. Watch what I tell you. Bye. Thank you. Have a great life. Bye. Peace. Love you. Peace. Love you. Bye. Hope if this is the end, goodbye. I love you forever. Bye-bye. Weirdo stuff, y'all. Literally. And you think that person's going to change? No, they're not. Don't bring that toxicity. The only toxic person that you should willingly bring in 2022 is me. I know somebody could cut me off. Like, Lee, we got to go no contact with you now, Lee. Sorry, buddy. You said no contact with the narcissist in your life. We trauma bonded to you, so I got to go no contact to heal. Cool. Heal. But, you can't heal in the same environment that made you sick. If you get out of that moldy house that was making you sick and you go back into that same moldy house just because the exterior got painted, the exterior of the moldy house got painted, right? But the interior is still the same. The mold is still there. Nobody has air purified the house. Nobody has threw some sage or, exercised the house or whatever. So the exterior might be clean, but the mold, the interior is still there. That narcissist might be clean on the outside, might have changed their appearance, but the inside is still there, moldy. and they're going to treat you terribly. So no, don't fall for the New Year's Hoover. Does it work sometimes? Yeah, I've done it before. Like, hey, Gary, New Year, new me. Watch my be better. But, you know, I am better because like, that's just me. I've been doing it. I've been on this progression forever. A decade and a half strong, almost 15 years strong, y'all, of personal development and progression. So I'm on it. I've been on that grind forever anyway. You know what I mean? So I just feel like you have, don't fall for that type of stuff, y'all. Please don't fall for the New Year's Hoover. I know it's a high emotional time and stuff like that, but don't fall for that. And another thing they will use the New Year's to do, they won't just try to hoover you back in and suck you back in by using niceties and being nice to you and telling you all your good qualities and the things they miss about you and the things they loved about you and the things that they're going to work on and to give you a blanket apology. I'm sorry for everything. I apologize for hurting your feelings. I'm sorry you took it that way. Blah, 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 blah. But they also use this time of year to hurt you as well. To give you one last F you before going into the new year. That's why you need to block them on everything. You have to block them on everything because you're either going to get some kind of sentimental BS or you're going to get one last F you for the new year. It's just the way it goes, y'all. If they feel like they can't get you back by being nice to you, they're going to try to get you back by being mean to you. Thank you so much for releasing me, you dirty piece of crap. You're a coward for not talking to me face to face and going no contact with me. You're a coward for that. You know that, right? So I just want to let you know that I'm living a better life without you. You set me free, and you're a terrible person for doing it. You know, weirdo stuff, y'all. I'm telling you. And I'm going to be a lot, y'all. My New Year's resolution is to be a lot more direct and a lot more mean. So I'm coming for everybody this year. Like, I'm telling you. Like, nothing changed. Hey, Lee, you just said narcissists don't change over New Year's. I'm not your normal average run of the mill narcissist either. I'm not here running around trying to intentionally hurt people. Like, I'm gonna hurt you, girl. You hurt me, I'm gonna hurt your ass. Watch what I tell you. No, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? This is the healing channel, mental healness. You know what I mean? But like I said, don't fall for the New Year's stuff, y'all. New Year's, like, you worked on yourself all 2021. You worked on yourself. I worked on myself. It's a collective effort. You worked on yourself to become better, to work through the trauma bond. Don't break your New Year's resolution and start off terrible into the new year by allowing toxicity back into your life willingly. What's the point then? If you're going to willingly allow that back into your life, what's the point of even just go ahead and get off of YouTube. Go and get off of TikTok. Don't go to narcissist TikTok. Don't go to narcissist Instagram. Just go ahead and just take your narcissist and go skip off into the sunset. Because you're going to go, the sun is setting on your life if you keep going back to that person. Your sun is setting on your happiness. So go ahead and skip off into the sunset. This is not a good sunset, y'all. This is not a beautiful sunset. This is like raining and storming, and you can see the sun peeking through the back. Like the dark black clouds or tornadoes coming. You can see the sun peeking through the back just a little bit. And then you kiss that narcissist on midnight and New Year's, and the sun goes completely dark. Like, boop. No more light. Is that worth it, y'all? And again, this is not a victim blaming channel. This is victim empowerment. This is survivor empowerment. This is thriver empowerment. You know what I mean? This is this transition channel. I'm not a victim of narcissistic personality disorder. I'm just not. Do I have this disorder? Yes. You know what I mean? Do I have it? Is it going to control me for the rest of my life? No, I'm going to have it, but I'm in control of it. That's what makes me different from most narcissistic people. You see a lot of narcissists out here, like, I wish I can get to that level. They can't control their impulses. Their impulses control them. They co-pilots to their own impulses. I'm the pilot. I co-pilot sometimes because sometimes you really can't control. But I'm the pilot. You know what I mean? So take your power back. Stand in your truth. This is 2022. We're not failing. We're not going back into the toxicity. We're staying out of the toxicity. You got out of that moldy house. You lived in a moldy house 2021 with a narcissist. That narcissist with that moldy house. You got out of that moldy house? Don't go back into it. Don't fall for the Hoover, y'all. Because you know it's coming. Like, dear God, you know it's coming. You know what they're going to say. Some people want to be Hoovered. And I think it blows my mind that you want to be Hoovered back into a relationship. It's like easy. I'm talking to some people that are like, I knew the Hoover was coming. I still fell for it. You didn't fall for it. You chose it. How did you fall for a Hoover? You chose that Hoover. You chose it. You know they're Hoovering you. You know they're lying. You know that they're abusive. You know this stuff. You still chose it. You didn't fall for the Hoover. You chose that Hoover. Stop choosing that. Choose you. Why can't you choose you? Why can't you choose you this year? Why do you have to choose that person? Why can't you choose you? Seriously, choose you. What's wrong with choosing you? Why are we scared to be by ourselves? Like, what's wrong with choosing you this year? What is wrong with choosing yourself in 2022? What's wrong with choosing yourself? Don't fall for the Hoover. Don't choose the Hoover because you know it's coming. Because if you can say, I fell for the Hoover, that means you already know what it is. You know what happened. I fell for the Hoover. You knew it was. You know that terminology. You were blessed to know. You are blessed to know that terminology. I keep telling y'all this. You are so blessed, unbelievably blessed to know that terminology, to know what a Hoover is. You know what it is. There's millions of people out here that are going through exactly what you're going through and don't know that terminology. They don't know what they're going through. They suffer in silence because they think that they are crazy. They're being driven crazy by narcissistic men and women, by narcissistic people, by toxic people. They're being driven crazy. And here you are with this information that's provided right in front of you. You making the same choices that they are. You have the ability to work on yourself. You are blessed. You were given this information for a reason. Don't waste that reason. Les Brown said the cemetery is the richest place on earth because so many goals, dreams, and happiness. That's where goals, dreams, and happiness go to die. But so many people choose not to live their lives to the fullest extent because they base their lives and their livelihood on the opinion of others, and the seeking the opinion and approval of others, seeking the love and affection of others as opposed to loving and caring for themselves and living their life to the fullest extent possible. Don't go to the cemetery rich. You go to the cemetery, you drain. Go to the cemetery, you drain dry. You're like a prune. You drain dry, but you're happy. You're a smiling prune in the cemetery. You're like, I'm a prune, but I'm good. I'm happy. I'm goofy, y'all. I'm goofy. I'm having fun. I want y'all to win this year. This year, I'm helping way. Last year, I helped a lot of people win. This year, I'm helping way more people win this year. We're going global with this thing. So, yeah, if you haven't noticed, you haven't known, I'm starting my series here. Next week, Monday, is going to be the very first episode. So, it's going to be a series called Dear Mental Illness. It's going to be like in the ilk of Dear John and Dear Abby, where people write their stories. I'll read them on I'm going to do a YouTube video just like this. I'll read the story online, and I'm going to put it. It's going to be anonymous. I'm not going to mention names. I'm going to read the story online, and I'm going to give my analysis of it and what I would do and help people work through it like that. Because the stories that people share help people get out of stuff like that. Similar stories. You might hear a story that is just like yours that helps you break that trauma bond. It helps you not go to the cemetery full of life, full of love. It'll help you. So, the Dear Mental Illness series is coming soon, y'all. Like I said, and if y'all like, y'all will be the first people that's going to do it. Don't make the stories. If you send me a story, don't make it super long, y'all. Get the concise points. I can't, because if it's too long, I can't read it online. People will get bored of me reading it. You know what I mean? Don't use your real names. I mean, you can use your real name in the email, of course, but don't. You know, I will blot out names. I will do all that stuff. You know what I mean? I'm here to help. You mean the email? Y'all be the first person to hear this. The email is dearmentalillness@gmail.com. So send me the story. I'll just pick certain ones every week or whatever, every couple of days and do. I'm not sure how often I'm going to do them, but I'm going to do it. So dearmentalillness@gmail.com. And let's get this thing started. I hope this helps. I hope this works. We're winning this year. We're winning. We're going to the cemetery. We're going to the cemetery like prunes. We're not going full of life and full of love because we've wasted it on somebody else. We're going to love ourselves more. You're going to give yourself back more. You're going to cherish yourself more this year. Be blessed. Stay empowered. Stay hungry. And Emily Kent, be blessed this your year too. Go. And my podcast people, yeah, you know I love y'all. New year, new us. 5 stars for me. Please. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.